Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. As we begin with our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to Psalm 119 as we continue in our series that we have been doing on Teach Me Thy Statutes. I want to begin reading in verse 65 of Psalm 119. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, and I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. You know, there's a connection that's made in this brief passage of Scripture between learning the statutes of God and having good wisdom and discernment in things of life. It's one thing to ask God to give you wisdom. It's another thing to search His Word and then to ask God for wisdom. You know, God wants us to have a foundation upon which we are to exercise judgment and wisdom. You have to know what's right if you're going to do what's right. Such an astoundingly simple principle, and yet that seems to escape many people today. You have to know what's right in order to do what's right. And so that's why it is so important that we teach our children the Bible when they're little, to inculcate in their minds the Word of God. That's why it's so important that we ground our teenagers in the testimonies of the Word of God so that going forward, they will have a foundation so that when they do lack wisdom, they can ask of God and they've got something to found that wisdom upon, the precious Word of God. He says, teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Faith is required. If you're going to make good judgments and have wisdom in life, you must believe that God is and that God is a rewarder of them that seek after Him. What is the reward? Wisdom. Oh, how we need wisdom these days. These days require wisdom. And God's people need to saturate their hearts and minds with the Word of God. But then, as David looks back at this request that God give him wisdom and understanding, this is what he says. Thou art good and doest good. Oh, that is such an important understanding to have. As I ask God for wisdom, there's something I need to know about Him. First of all, He is good. And not only is He good, He does that which is good. So when I ask Him for wisdom, that wisdom that He gives me may be something that I was not anticipating. His wisdom may be my feebleness. His wisdom may be my assuming a weaker position. Do you understand that? In His infinite wisdom, God may have other plans for me than what I would think things would be. And so with that wisdom, I have that understanding. I know that God is good, but that He is going to do what is good. He's going to do what will bring glory into His name. And so as we gather together to worship the Lord today, I want you to know this morning that God is good, and that He does good. And how do I know that? By allowing Him to teach me His statute. That's how I learn more about my God and His goodness and how He does good to His children. Let us worship Him in spirit and truth today and have that understanding in our hearts and minds as we've gathered together today.